Lesson 1. His grace is sufficient. Fear not, for I am with thee. O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace, all sufficient, shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. From his first moments as a Christian, the Apostle Paul was called to suffer. Even while his eyes were still burning from the divine encounter that disrupted his malicious plans in Damascus, the Lord declared that I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Acts 9:16. And suffer he did. Paul's Job seasons included beatings, stonings, shipwrecks, betrayal, persecution, imprisonment, and various other threats and dangers. 1 Corinthians 11. The apostle was also afflicted with some kind of thorn in the flesh, and while we do not know for sure what that meant, the thorn was debilitating enough that Paul repeatedly begged for God to take it away. The apostle was asking for relief, which God surely could have granted in an instant, but what he was given was much greater. Instead of removing this seeming hindrance, the Lord told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. God gave these words to Paul, but he surely directs them to all of his children. At every point in life, this verse is a precious truth for followers of Jesus to cling to. On our best of days, we are in desperate need of his grace, presence, and power. But during times when we are facing any degree of suffering, these words are a candle in the darkness, a rock to stand on, a life raft to cling to, a shield to hold up against the fiery arrows of hopelessness and despair. His grace is sufficient for you. The power that upholds the universe is with you and working on your behalf. This verse is both a proclamation and a promise. God is proclaiming to Paul and to all who are in Christ that his domain extends over every corner of creation and every element of nature. Our fleshly thorns are not beyond the control of his purposes and presence, but rather our weakness shines a spotlight on his power and our need for it. And 2 Corinthians 12:9 is a promise that our Lord is with us during every difficult moment.